the magnet, and you kept plugging your Hall effect device into those holes and measured the amount of local magnetic field in that position of this bar magnet, I'm reasonably sure it would change as you're pushing them together. So is the change taking place in the magnetic field inside the magnet or outside? I think the answer is yes. Over to you, John.
Okay, Dick, that sounds very reasonable, and I've taken up enough of your time, so I'll end it for today, for tonight, and maybe we can pick this up next Sunday if I have some more questions. I appreciate everybody's help here at KC2WGB.
Rest assured, there will be more questions. This is not going to end for a long time to come. And it's a good set of discussions. We're all learning a little more science, I think, and scientific principles. You guys have been listening to TechNet number 1,315 of the event that began in September of 1982, 28 years ago. And as long as Mel and I stay healthy, we'll be back next week and try to settle a few more of these things. There's no exact answer to any of this, Chad. Be kind to each other. Bye-bye for now. And Mel, K2KEY, go right ahead.
Dick, did you want to talk about circulators anymore or enough for tonight?
I think we've had enough for tonight, Glenn. I've got to be bright and early tomorrow morning at a pretty big meeting where I'm presenting some both good news and some bad news about antennas, so I better not stay up too late tonight. Go ahead, Mel.
Exactly. I was going to say the same thing. I've got some work tomorrow morning I got to get to. I cooped up for the last few days with holiday and everything, so I'm going to say goodnight to all. Thank you for your emails, many of them very encouraging, and as Dick said, we'll try to do it again as long as all remains well with us. 73s, everybody, have a great week. This is K2KEY saying good morning to all.
Oh, 73's Dick, 73's Mel, 73's to everybody, KC2QIQ clear.
Good morning, sir.
73's everyone, KC2WGB.
This is K2YO, was somebody calling me?
Yeah, K2YO, K2J. What was the name of that site again? Now let me find a good spot. K2YO, K2J.
Hold on, I'm looking it up right now. Okay, it is Signal Hound. Hound like a hound dog. So SignalHound.com.
Cool, thank you. Are you guys want me to load tomorrow's news line?
Yes, also if, I don't really want to do it over the repeater, but if you want to give me a landline, I'd like to work out an STP command that I could add into the control software. I've never been able to quite get that to work correctly.
Give me about 10 or 15 minutes, I'll give you a call.
Okay, also Google Signal Hound. There's a number of hits coming up, all talking about that product. So there may be some interesting API stuff they're doing with it.
That's cool. I'll do that. Talk to you in a bit. K2IO.
K2IO. Clear and listening.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system. Node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
Welcome to the KC2SIY Worldwide Link.
KC2SIY, KC2SIY, K2YO.
KT2IO, KC2SOI, how are you? Chuck here in Clifton Park, New York.
Hey Chuck, doing pretty good. How are you doing this evening?
Kind of monitoring most of the evening.
Just wanted to double check. A few moments ago, your ID call sign went out. Was that you putting it out, or was that an automatic transmission?
That was an automatic transmission.
Okay. We do need to ask you if you could shut off those automatic transmissions. We've got a number of links, and if everybody that was linked in ID'd, we basically would just have constant IDs and no ham talking. So the only IDs that should be going out on our network should be the call signs of our transmitters. All of our Echo Link and IRLP Link should not be IDing over those links, please.
Okay, I just turned that off.
No problem. In fact, we have to count on guys like you to tell us that whether or not we're IDing out those links and make sure that we're being good citizens also, so no problem. Where in New York did you say you were?
I'm in upstate New York, about 20 miles north of the capital of Albany, New York.
That's what we'd call really upstate. I'm one of those arrogant Long Islanders that thinks that the Bronx is upstate, but you're really upstate.
Up here in the mountains. Yeah, everybody up here calls it the hills, so it actually really is the mountains.
I think one of the things that definitely us, shall we say, downstaters or New York City metro folks, really don't always appreciate is how varied this state is. That we go from sea level to some pretty decent altitudes. We've got all kinds of different terrains. We've got some incredibly beautiful areas, and there's a lot to enjoy in this state.
My friend, upstate New York, and even traveling out, if you go on the I-88 corridor, out through the Mohawk Valley corridor, going out, out through your Great Lakes, out to Niagara Falls, and going north, and, I'm in the Hudson River, valley, they call it, elevation out of the valley. But all the way up to White Face Mountain, in upstate New York, is beautiful. I wouldn't give it up for nowhere in the world. I have traveled to, I've been in Florida, been to California, but you know what? This is a beautiful country up here. And this is Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra India Yankee, Chuck up here in upstate New York. And again, all our trees are all changing color also. What a beautiful time of year up there.
Let's see. You said you're about 30 minutes north of Albany, so that's going to put you about 3 hours north of where I'm sitting. 3 hours by car. I'm actually sitting at my wife's office in Queens right now. You're 3 hours north, and you're not even halfway to the north end of the state. So yeah, there's a tremendous amount of state up there. You probably heard about our tornado problems last week. So our leaves aren't changing yet, but an awful lot of them are on the ground. I when I was coming in tonight, I drove through, drove past Queens College on the LIE, and I was in that area Thursday when the tornado hit, and there's a tremendous amount of lumber down. The city's done a real good job of getting the roads clear, but there's a lot of firewood stacked on the side of the road.
Thank you.